in Bnei Akiva. So for some reason, we thought it would be very, very cool because we had the camps and we got a big jar of chocolate spread and pastrami, and the chocolate spread was parv. And we thought it would be very, very cool and fun to put on the chocolate spread and to put on also the pastrami above it, which obviously was disgusting. But we thought it was a nice thing to do, it was a cool thing to do. And and I remember already then that the nerds of the Akiva said, "Hey, maritain, maritain." Yeah, we don't know what all this means. It's a problem, maritain. Are the nerds right? I understood that in Israel, there is a few stores, restaurants that have bacon. It's the fake bacon. In the beginning, the Yavamish called it bacon. And the chief rabbi told them, insisted on them to call it bacon. They have to have a separate name. And the question is whether do we have to have some kind of separate name, some kind of sign to show it, that it's different. Also, a certain restaurant had started to serve cheeseburgers with non-real meat and not real cheese, or one that was real and put together. And the chief rabbi told him that they have to say, they have to note out, they pointed out very explicitly in a very, very clear way that that this is not real meat, this is not real cheese. So is that in fact necessary? Is it really important to do all of those things? That's another contemporary thing that could arise. You have a wedding, you have some kind of event, a fellowship event, and in the end, you serve coffee, and the coffee has almond milk or has soya milk. So can you drink the coffee during that time? So these are the questions that I want to deal with.
What about place? I've been to a place like a restaurant where they serve pasta.
Well, usually they look very different. Usually, yeah, yeah, interesting. I remember as a kid that once Bulgaranch, though, Israeli McDonald's, so they had this kosher bread and it was disgusting. I mean, we loved eating it because that's what we had to eat, but it was really disgusting. But good question. Good question. So also Pesach things that actually look like chametz and they also named after it, is a problem of maritime. So let's see. Let's go into the sugya. So I'll just send one more time. I'll send the source sheet because they said, Baruch Hashem, more people have entered. So I'll send once again the source sheet and you could use it. Once again. Okay. Source sheet sent successfully. So in source number one, that is the first source that we see that discusses the halacha of marit ayin in a very, very interesting way. The Gemara in Masechet Kritut, the source number one says, Amar Rav, dam dagim shekinso asur. As we all know, as Jews, we're not allowed to drink blood. We're not allowed to drink blood. So, but it's only blood of an animal, of a chicken or of a cow, things like that. Not every blood. Blood of fish is mutar. There's no prohibition in the Torah to drink blood of a fish. So the Gemara says, dam dagim shekinso asur. If you have fish blood, which is gathered together in a cup, and for some reason you want to drink it or use it. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that. And that's why. Good evening. And that is because of maritain, because it looks like you're drinking blood. And of course, according to Halacha, you're not allowed to drink blood. So you see that although you're allowed to eat dam dagim, but if you have it together in a cup, so it's a problem of maritain. The Gemara asks, "Meitivei dam dagim dam chagavim mutar afilu chatchila." We see that the Braisa says that you're allowed to have dam dagim. You're allowed to drink for some reason if you want to this blood of fish. So even the chatchila. So how is it that once the Rav says they're you're not allowed to drink it? The answer is, "Ki kamar Rav asur deleit bekaskasim." That you should distinguish between two cases. If you have a cup of fish blood. So if it's without scales, something that will tell you that this is actually from a fish, it's without scales, then there's a problem of marit ayin. Because it looks like you're drinking blood, and blood is an isul. But if it has inside scales of the fish, so I know, this is not really blood. I see here the scales, I see the kaskazim. So I have something that will tell me, that will show me that this is okay, so because of that, you could drink it. Again, The Gemara brings kind of weird examples, but kaskasim could also be a sign, saying to you, listen, this thing is okay because this is actually fake and this is actually not cheese, it's not meat, but we'll see if actually we need all these things. So this is the source that we see, that blood, you can't drink it together because of marit ayin. But if you have some kind of sign, it will show you that this is not blood, this is actually a kosher blood because it has the scales of the fish inside, so in that case, it will be okay. The Shulchan Aruch says, actually, the Ramah in source number 2, he brings a similar case with a similar solution of something that will remind you and show you that this thing is actually okay. I won't read the Shulchan Aruch, I'll actually read only the Ramah. I'll just say what the Shulchan Aruch says beforehand. As we all know, we are prohibited to have meat and milk together. You're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to benefit meat and milk together. But which kind of meat is it? Only meat from cattle. Only meat from cattle. Like a cow, tzon, bakar, but not meat of a chicken. Mid'oraita, the Torah's prohibition is only having, is only that they cannot have a cheeseburger. That beef was cooked together with cheese or milk, and now it's together. Only then there is the Isser, and only then there is the Isser de'oraita. However, mid'orabanan, our rabbis say, it's also prohibited to have chicken breast with milchik, with cheese, with milk, because because it's similar, it's also kind of, some kind of meat. So that's a prohibition only of the Rabbanan. But Medaraisa, it's only beef with cheese and not chicken with cheese. Okay? The Gemara, the Ramah says in source number 2 in the Haggah, V'nahagu la'asot chalav mishkidi. There is this kind of thing called almond milk. It's not something new, it's already from the time of the Ramah. Umenichim ba'basar of, and you're allowed to cook this almond milk with chicken. With chicken. Ho'il ve'eino rak midarabanan. Because it's only a darabanan prohibition. It looks like you're actually cooking milk with chicken, but milk and chicken is only a violation of a darabanan. And a deraisa? So that there's no problem. There's no problem of marit ayin that it looks like you're doing a violation of a derabanan. There's no problem of marit ayin in the derabanan. Aval basar behema, if you have beef with that's not being cooked with this almond milk, so that is actually a marit ayin of a deraisa. Yesh laniach etzel achalav shkedim, and put near. You have to cook this milk and chicken together and put. So at the same time, or put afterwards, put almonds. Then you'll see the almonds. You see, I see the almonds. It means that this is actually not milk. This is actually almond milk. So we see that, according to Ramah, something very, very important. That the Isser of Marit Ayin, that you look like you're doing an Isser, it's only a problem when it looks like you're doing a violation of Deoraita. But if it looks like you're doing a violation of Derabanan, no worries. You don't have to do any sign. Only if you're cooking the beef with the chicken, you have to put it. You put the almonds. That will indicate this is not real milk. This is almond milk. But if it looks like the Isser derabanan, it will be okay. This is according to the Ramah. This is according to the Ramah. He says that in the case of the derabanan, it's a problem of marit ayin.
The question.
Yeah.
In his time, the almond milk would be directly look like regular milk. In other words,
I assume maybe so.
Maybe he's being more machmir. You can look at it. Everybody knows that this isn't really milk because it really doesn't look like it. But even if it doesn't look like it so much, still, you couldn't say it from that standpoint. You understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, I understand what I'm saying. That it could be that since it was different, so only then he had to different between the Rabbanan and the Raisa. But why to say that? I mean, you don't have any source, any proof to say that it's not the same milk. I don't know. It looks like an Isser. It looks like an Isser.
Okay, I'm just saying they didn't process it. They didn't have these, you know, master, mixers and stuff like we have today.
Yeah. So said that it looked different. Could be, but no one seems to mention that to say that no, this is only that at that time because the milk looked different. No, nobody says that. So according to the Ramah, the Isser of Marit Ayin is only in an Isser of if it looks like you're doing an Isser de Oraita. But if it looks like you're doing an Isser de Rabbanan, so there's no problem of Marit Ayin. You don't have to put almonds nearby. You don't have to put any sign because there's no problem of Marit Ayin. in the case of a derabbanan. That's the Ramah. The Shach in Source 3 brings a different opinion. He brings in the beginning that the source of the problem of almond milk with beef is from the case of the fish blood that's together, and you could avoid the problem of marit ayin in the case of the fish blood by putting inside the scales. The same thing will be also here with the shkedim with the almonds. But he brings in the middle of Source 3, he brings the opinion of the Maharshal. Aval Maharshal, Perek Kafe, I don't know what that is, Siman Nun Bet, Lamad Mehach de Dam Dagim, de Bepurim, Vechayotsebo, Sheregilim Lechol Tanegolet Bechalav Shkedim. The Maharshal said that he learned from the case of the fish that there is a minhag to have chicken brewed and cooked inside almond milk. That was their secret recipe for Purim. If I'm not mistaken, I was heard that one of the smicha questions in BMG in Lakewood, that's the question, what did the Shach eat on Purim? That is the question that they ask. And they're supposed to figure out from the Maharshal saying that on Purim they used to have chicken with almond milk. Yeah, so I'm now giving you guys all kinds of tips, but I didn't do the BMG test. I don't know, but that's what I heard. So anyway, the Maharshal says, so he learned also on Purim that if you have this chicken in almond milk, asur, it's prohibited. Im lo she'aneh shkedim etzlo betochan uvetzidam lehikera. Ubifrat gabi basarov, dike meichash tfei, shelo demu lomar basarov v'chlav shari afilu medarbanan. He says that also if it looks like a violation of a derabanan, there still is a concern of marit ayin. And it's even more of a concern, because usually derabanan, people say, nah, if it's not written in the Torah, so it's less important. No, it's because of that you have to make sure. No, chas v'shalom, no one is violating the Isur derabanan. So also in Isur derabanan, there's a problem of marit ayin, and you have to put on some kind of sign, something that will indicate and show you that this is actually okay, and you have to put also amens in that case. He brings also evidence from from a case in Masechet Shabbat. V'chinen elfu dati, da'afinu b'ni d'arban chashem ad'ayin, b'kabaduch tomim b'shas, perek b'mi b'hema. The last four lines in Source 3. V'lo b'zug, af al pishu pakuk, mishum demech ze keman de'azil l'chinga. Perash l'shuk l'mkor, v'hayin marit ayin. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat that you cannot put a bell around the neck of your animal, because it looks like you're taking her to the market and sell her. Now, selling and doing business transactions on Shabbos, it is a violation of derabanan. Shema yichtov. Maybe if you'll sell on Shabbos, so that then you maybe write down that you did this transaction. You might write down that you have some kind of receipt. So selling on Shabbos is a derabanan. You're not allowed to put on a bell on your animal because it looks like you're going to sell. Meaning, it's a maris ayin of a derabanan. And the Gemara said, and the Gemara was concerned from the maris ayin of derabanan, from that it looks like you're doing an avera. So you see from here that also regarding derabanan issues, there is a problem of marit ayin. That's what the Shach says, and because of that, he says that also in the case of chicken and almond milk together, so in that case, he also should put on the almonds because of that concern, because it looks like a derabanan. So we see here machlokas according to the Rama, maris ayin, it's only a problem when it looks like you're doing a violation of deraisa. According to the Shach, only if it looks like you're doing a violation of derabanan, and it brings proof from that case. I could also bring proof. And accidentally, I wrote it at source number 3 again. Please forgive me. So in source number 3, I brought from Hanukkah. There's a very famous halacha in Hanukkah that if you have a house that has two entrances, one in the front and one in the back, so you have to light candles, at least in older times, not today, but in older times, I have to light also in the front and also in the back. Why? Because if I walk in the back and I'll see your house, I'll say, hey, Rabbi Spiegel didn't light his candles. So if you don't light here, he probably didn't light also the other way. So because of that chashad, that people might think they didn't do that mitzvah, you have to light in both entrances, both in the front and both in the back. Wait a second. Hanukkah, is that a mitzvah deraisa or derabanan? Derabanan. And nevertheless, there is this chashad. So you can see from here that also in derabanan cases, There is marit ayin.
It is not the same.
Oh, very, very good. To be honest, since I'm the only person who brought this raya, so it means that I'm for sure wrong. Because, so many... So,
I'm going to see it. I'm not going to light lift because I say Rabbi Spiegel didn't light lift.
What?
It's not that I'm going to see that and I'm going to say, oh, I don't have to let
No, no, wait. Why do you assume that Marit Ayin is because of that?
I'm going to see you drinking the milk and I'm going to think it's okay to have
some... Who said that? Marit Ayin means that you're not allowed to do things that look like an Avera. Who said this? Because you might learn from him?
That's what
Marit Ayin is. I'm not sure.
That's the true Marit Ayin, that some people think it's a heter to do it.
Right. I'm
not
questioning he did something wrong.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
do it wrong
after. I don't know that that's true. There are rabbis that distinguish Avinus and Ivashitz in the case you place in Sivan Gimel. I'm not a genius. I just saw it today. So he says that there is a difference between Chashad and Marit Ayin. It's two different concepts. I won't get into it. I think that they are quite kind of similar, But there are approaches that say that these are two totally different things. But it's a very fair point.
I have a general question.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't report about here, but how do you know when to draw the line between Hashem / Maris Ayin and people being a Maratzim? Meaning, do you have to...
Very good. So hopefully, if we manage to get to source 13 today, Moshe Feinstein, so he says that we don't have to be concerned about people that don't know halacha.
We see, okay, so that's what I mean. I remember Megillah, so you can't start a parsha.
Because they come in and they think.
Right? Mm. So, I mean, the Gemara worries about them. I mean, so when do you not have...
Interesting. I don't know. Interesting. I have to think about that. That's a very interesting question.
Where you draw the line between mm-hmm. this and, you know, mm-hmm.
But again, I don't think. I think it's the contrary. It's when people know the halacha. If I'm mistaken, I think Rav Soloveitchik used to say that Maris Ayin is a violation of lashon hara. It's a violation of lashon hara because you're saying lashon hara about yourself. He said that the famous story about the Chafetz Chaim that he once said lashon hara about himself. So he said, yeah, he has on the face. So he said, that's Maris Ayin. That's the idea, but. I don't know. Anyway, so we see from source 3 and source 4 that in violations of the Rabbanon, also in the Rabbanon things, there is a problem of Marit Ayin, as opposed to Rama says only in the Rabbanon, the rice issues. We have in source number 4, the Pischi Tshuva, that he will say something in the middle. He will say, no, there's no kashya on the Rama from the case of Shabbos, that it looks like you're going to sell. Because there is a difference. There is a difference between the Raisa and the Rabbanon, only in the case of Farhesia. When other people see you, we do it in public. So he says that, Deraisa things, you're not allowed to do both in public and in your house. But the Rabbanan violations of Maris Ayin, so the only problem will be in public. But if you're in your house, you have a small dish only for yourself, you're the only person in the room, having the chicken and the almond milk together, there's no problem with Maris Ayin. As opposed to the Raisa things, there's a problem with the Raita, as we say, even in a place that you're totally alone, it's still Asur. That's only regarding Maris Ayin of violations of the Oraita things. But of the Rabbanan things, no. Okay, so there is a Maris Ayin of the Rabbanon, but only in public, only when you're in Farhesia, when many people see you. So in source 5, the Dirshu brought a question of Shuzan Oyerbach, that the halacha is that in Yom Tov Sheni, an Israeli who is in Canada for Yom Tov Sheni, he's not allowed to do Dvarim Shebitzina. He's not allowed to do Malacha even when no one is seeing him, according to the majority of poskim. And that is although, because it looks like he's violating Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Sheni is the Rabbanan. Is there a Rabbanan? So in that case, why is it, as Shuzan Oyerbach, they're not allowed to do things even Mitzina when no one is seeing you? Because according to the Pischi Tshuva, violation of the Rabbanan could be also Mitzina if you're in a small room. So why is it that they're not allowed to do that? So he says that no. He says that Yom Tov Sheni is more stringent. He says, Din Yom Tov Sheni chamor yoter mishal dinim de Rabbanan. The Yatosheni is something which is more stringent than Dinei Derabanan. Mishum shechachamim yechshevu keisur Torah kedei shelo yizalzelu bo. That Chachamim gave something a very special status to Yom Tov Sheni. It's like the Dvar Torah. Sharim etam zeh bitlul Yom Tov Sheni mitzad Doraita shechat filin. It's so important, according to the rabbis, that they prevented you from putting on tefillin, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, because it's so important for you to observe. To observe Yom Tov Sheni. And the same thing would be regarding brachot. They were saying the brachot of the candles, of the mitzvahs of Yom Tov, even though that a bracha levatala, saying a bracha in vain, is a violation of the oraita. Nevertheless, because of the chshivus, of the importance of Yom Tov Sheni, they allowed it. So because of that, even the chadrei chadarim allowed to do things on Yom Tov Sheni. So I'll just summarize again. Sorry?
And if that's important, then why don't they observe Israel? That doesn't make sense.
No, because the only problem was in Chutz
La'aretz. If it's so critically important, then why does it only apply in Chutz La'aretz?
Because the suffix of the day was mainly in Chutz La'aretz as opposed to in Israel. Because in Israel they knew what was the day.
So it's not the word.
No, it is important because so the minhag of our fathers in the Gola out of Israel at the time was a very important minhag. And minhag avoteinu be'adeinu. Zad Hashem, towards one of the holidays, we'll have a shiur about Yom Tov Sheni. It's a very, very interesting topic.
One question?
Yeah.
Let's say you're outside the radius of Shul could have gotten to, even in Israel itself. Is there Yom Tov Sheni there? Like someplace like Beersheba?
No. It's considered to be part of Israel. Also, Eilat. Also, all those places. Yeah. They don't do Yom Tov Sheni. Although it is told that the Chazon Ish used to observe Yom Tov Sheni, even in Bnei Brak. Yeah, but without the brachas, he held it was very machmir about many things, but also that thing in particular. So again, let's just summarize what we've seen until now. So we've seen that there is the concept of marit ayin. You're not allowed to even look like you're doing a violation of a mitzvah. We saw that according to the Ramah, that's only when you look like you're violating the mitzvah deoraita. But mitzvah derabanan, there's no problem of marit ayin. So only in the case that it looks like you're doing a deoraita, you have to put some kind of sign. If you look like you're having a cheeseburger with beef and cheese, you have to put the almonds. But in the case of chicken, you don't have to because it's only derabanan. The Shach says that also for derabanan issues, and the Pisrei Tshuva says something in between that befaresia in public also derabanan. There's a problem of marit ayin, but in your own room only deraisa there is a problem of marit ayin. Okay, let's carry on from here. I'll skip source number 5 at the moment, and I'll see something which is very, very interesting in sources 6 and 7.
If I'm doing it by myself in my room, who's marit ayin am I worried about?
Very good question. Very, very good question. Very good question. So I hope that we'll get to source 11 some point, and we'll see there a very interesting definition.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, it could be that marit ayin is actually an extension of the original mitzvah, or the original avera. The Torah prohibits eating beef and milk together, and things that look like beef and milk together. And once it looks similar, it will be asur, a chefza asur. The thing itself will be asur. Not only the chashash, what people will say, but the thing itself becomes asur. But we'll see soon. We'll see soon this definition in source 11. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch, he didn't bring any examples of meat and almond milk together. He didn't bring any of those examples. He brings that's only the Ramah. The Ramah brings the example of meat and almond milk and all that things. Shulchan Aruch brings a different example. He brings, after the Ramah, he brings, Asur levashel b'chalav isha mipnei marit ayin. Not allowed to cook beef with woman's milk because of marit ayin. He didn't bring the example of almond milk. Why? Why is it that he had to bring a different example, a kind of a far-fetched example of woman's milk, called chalav em, in Hebrew, how it's called in English, the proper way?
Mother's milk.
Mother's milk, yeah, because woman's milk, that didn't make a lot of sense to me. So forgive me. So mother's milk. Why is that? Why didn't he bring the case of almond milk? So there's a very, very interesting crazy place here, Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, and he gives us a tremendous chiddush, that if you accept this chiddush, it will solve, I think, 95% of Maris Ayin issues. And he says as follows. Why didn't he bring the example of almond milk? So he says, Ani Mosif in source 7. Ad kan asruhu chazal bedam dagim shu dam legamre. Rak haTorah hitira. וכן הרשב"ם מחייב אישה, שהוא חלב גמור, כמו חלב בהמה. רק הוא מותר בזה, יש פירחוש משום מרית עין. He says, all the cases that we have a problem of מרית עין is regarding fish blood, which is really blood. It really is blood. But it's blood, which is מותר. Only then the problem of מרית עין. There's a problem of מרית עין with mother's milk. It really is milk, by definition. But it looks like you're doing a violation of an issur, so that only in that case will be a problem of marit ayin. Aval bechalav shkedim, but regarding almond milk, ato chalavu? Min pareu, this is not milk. He's saying a svar in biology, saying that almond milk is not milk. By definition, this is not milk. Milk comes from a cow, milk comes from a mammal, but almond milk comes from a fruit. It's a pri, it's a fruit. ומשקהו, רק הועיל מראהו כאין חלב, קראו בלשם מושאל חלב, because it looks like milk, so they called it milk. But this is not milk. If you open the dictionary, this is not milk. אבל בשביל זה לא יקרה בת חלב. עד שנדום מפני מרית עין. מרית עין is a problem only when you have something which is also, by definition, the same thing. So there's mar'is ayin regarding fish blood, because it really is blood. There's mar'is ayin regarding mother's milk, because this is really milk. Please, it's okay. Don't worry. Feel free to come. So he says, so in the case of almond milk, this is no problem of mar'it ayin. He says, yain. I'll give you an example. Wine. Shu b'tachlit adom. It's so red wine. V'chi asur yitayin tochot tavshil devalit ehu b'hem shetsivo ki mar'e dam. You can't have that wine during your eating because it looks like you're drinking blood. Although it looks like blood. Al tira yain ki tadam. So I don't know what kind of quality of wine they had at the time, but it looks like blood. But you can't have that ketchup to it because it looks like blood. And what TVM and some also biologists say, harber akot asher edamu leshratzim. There are many vegetables that look like insects. Ba'afatat sevel sama lachila delo yitu b'shratzim. V'nishtakad about this is nonsense. You have to forget about this svar, this idea. V'lachen el ze shorish ve'anaf ve'day le'esor b'vasar behema ve'lo le'esor b'vasar of u'moshe v'torato emet. Says the crazy place is something which is really, really a tremendous chiddush. Maris ein. People may see and look at you and say, hey, this looks like an avera. It's not enough that it looks like you're doing an avera. It has to have some kind of shaychus to the original iser. So if I'm now drinking a cup of wine and it looks like blood, or I'm now having a schnitzel with ketchup and it looks like blood, but this is not blood. By definition, this thing is not blood. There's no problem of marit ayin. I'm now having chicken inside almond milk. I'm cooking together and drinking together and having all this thing together. I'm a milk, so maybe called milk, but this is not really milk. By the fish is not milk. You have marit ayin only with mother's milk. So according to the case of this, it's very big kiddush. It has to be the same thing by definition. And that is, sorry, obviously the Rama doesn't agree with that. And also, I found a very interesting debate. I actually heard about it, so I looked it up, and it's true. There is actually a very big debate that came to court. I'll read it out. It's after source 7 that the FDA is urged to settle a fight over what can be called milk. A fight over what can be called milk can change the way products are labeled in the dairy aisle. Many plant-based alternatives like soy and almond are called milk too. But the dairy industry and some members of Congress say the labels should be reserved for milk from a cow, and they want the government to take action. There was this big debate that the milk industry came and said, you cannot call the soy milk milk because this is not milk. You cannot call the almond milk milk because this is not milk. And I don't know if they knew, but if they would have asked me, I would say, the crazy placey from Bienes and Ibishes. He says himself, this is not milk. But the definition is that this is something else. Very interesting. So going to crazy placey, in order to have the problem of marit ayin, it has to be by definition the same thing like the isu. And so because that has to be really blood, it has to be really milk. So with this crazy placey, there are many halakhic ramifications. Fakin, or cheeseburgers, all these things, they are okay because they're not made out of meat. If you have this fake meat, and it's not really meat, fake it could be different because if it's made out of chicken, so it could be because it could be considered to be meat. But having this cheeseburger together, so let's see. Shevet Alevi in Source 8, Rav Vosner says, "Asher Sha'al." Sorry.
Was there anything about the margarine and butter?
Well, to be honest, I didn't bring it, but that would be the same thing as well. Definitely, that would be the same thing as well. Margarine and butter, same thing as well. Right? Because it's not made out of milk at all, it's something else entirely. It looks like it, but it has nothing to do with it. In source 8, Rav Ozner says, Shevet Levi, Asher Sha'al b'yan Schnitzel Parve im Gvina. I really have this Schnitzel Parve with Gvina. In Israel, the parve schnitzel does not look at all like schnitzel. The schnitzel tivon really has nothing to do with it. But let's say you have something that looks like the schnitzel tivon. The thing is called beyond meat. You have these kind of things today. They actually look very much the same. So first of all, he says another svara that we'll see soon, that today that we all know that you have this alternative schnitzel, so it'll be okay. אבל ועוד, הרי איקה סברת הקריטי ופלטי. זה לא גזרו רק בדבר שהוא חלב באמת, אלא התורה לא עשרה. אבל חלב שקדים נקרא רק משם מושאל. וכיוצא בזה כאן, דיינו לא בשר, רק נקרא בשם בשר. והוא כלב החומר משקדים. ואם גזרו שם בשר בהמה, הקופולים אין אחר לחדש גם כאן גזרה. זה נראה לגניות דעתי, דרך מוזכות, הקופולים האלו שעושים כן. So I used to make with this schnitzel tivol, with this, or soya sausages, I used to put on cheese on it, to see how it is. It was disgusting, because it really wasn't tasty to begin with. But there's no problem of marit ein, because this schnitzel tivol is the company that produces it in Israel. So this soya schnitzel, this soya sausage, this is not meat. This is not meat at all. It has nothing to do with meat. So because of that, there's no problem according to the creative plate, because it's not the same thing. And as I said, it will solve many of the issues, right? So it will solve like the cheeseburgers. It will solve it because it's not the same thing by definition. A similar idea says Rav Avad Yosef in source 9 in Yabi Omer, Nishalti meret Rav Gaon kaf pei tchosh rosh machleket hakashrut kan odot ma shenagu b'keit v'kam bati malon lehagish la'orchim achar arucha besarit kos chalav sinteti she'ein bo kol ta'arovet shel chalav amiti. There's a custom in the hotels to give a guest after a fleishik meal to have coffee with fake milk. It's either soya milk or it's almond milk. Elu chalav tzimchoni bilvad. Haim ein achush bezeh mishum arit ayin shel atayarim hamitgoririm bamalon sheyachshevu shutra retzua shut chalav achem machal besari b'suda achat. So he says that for some reason maybe the tourists around will start saying, hey, this is a hotel with the hechsher of the rabbanut. This was before the reform of the kashrus, that they relied on the hechsher. Sorry. So anyway, the thing, it is okay. Shelo asru, so is this okay? So he says, there's no problem. Shelo asru ela basar of bechalav shkedim beyachad. Shenikar adavar sheochel basar vechalav. Ve'ein hakol yodim shu chalav shkedim. Ve'yachshedu sheochel basar vechalav. Aval benidon didan shorachav simchoni acher, achar shegamar lechol achol basar, pekehai gav... Wait a second. I brought here the wrong Avad Yosef. This has nothing to do. Okay, so please forgive me. This Avad Yosef gives a complete different reason why it is okay. Not because of the... Actually, I think I quoted the wrong... Please forgive me. So he could have quoted also the Kedah Pleti, and he does, but I brought the wrong one. And Avad Yosef says that in order to have a violation, a problem of Vasav HaChalav, of Marit Ayin, it has to also look at the time as Marit Ayin. So if you have now this fake cheese on the fake meat, only then there's a problem of Marit Ayin, according to Rav Yosef. But if it's separated, now that I'll see you, so I have to see you for a very long time in order to now determine that this looks like it is. Or I have to be with you for six hours and to see what you're having for lunch and when you're having the cup of coffee. But if someone else will see now have a cup of coffee, won't know your background and won't know that you're fleishik, so that case will be okay. So forgive me. So there is another piece of Avad Yosef. And I said it's the problem of the synthetic milk, because this is not milk. It's not really milk, as opposed to other things. But here brings another reason why it'll be okay, because it has to look at the same time like Marit Ayin. It has to look like an Isser. Okay, this is a different svara. But again, according to this Kreti Uplati, we can find many, many kulos in the field of Marit Ein. Okay? Do you have any questions in the meantime? Something? No? Everything's clear. Baruch Hashem. So at home, questions? No? Okay, let's carry on. Now, regarding Rav Alon's question, what is the idea of Marit Ein b'chadrei chadarim? No one is seeing you doing this violation. You yourself know very well what you're cooking. Why should there be a problem in chadrei chadarim? So let's bring another machloket beforehand. So as we said, the Rama said that if you cooked the beef inside the almond milk, so you could have it if you put almonds there, because then people will see that this is actually almond milk and not real milk. Sorry?
I'm just saying, why do you need to do that? So you know if you're cooking it yourself, you know what you're cooking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But let's say you're having this meal in front of many people together. Right. So do you still have to have this sign? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says something very interesting. He says, Lashon HaShas, de'it be'kaskasim. Ve'ketav Rashi, de'it be'bedam kaskasim. Mashma lichora de'vedam me'orav kaskasim. Aval lehaniach etzel adam kaskasim, lo sharia. Ve'efshar gam likach kaskasim, ve'etem betoch dam? Lo. Ela de'me'atzmo nishar bo kaskasim. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, a tremendous chiddush. You want to now drink fish blood, so you have to squeeze the fish, and at the same time also squeeze some scales inside. You have to have, from the beginning, the blood has to have the scales. From the beginning, the blood cannot look like regular blood. It has to have the scales from the beginning. You can't squeeze the blood, and then afterwards, before you drink it, you put inside the scales. It has to be at the same time. And he says, according to the Rama, no. There's no problem. Also, afterwards, you can put inside the scales. There's no problem. And the same thing will be also with the chicken and the almond milk. You want to now cook the chicken with the almond milk. At the same time, you have to put the almonds inside the chicken, and only then cook it. You can't wait later. You can't now have this, cook it, and then put on the almonds. The Rama says no. You can put it also afterwards. Okay? Does this, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, make any sense? Does it make any sense? Why not? I mean,
who cares
what the order is? Yeah. According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, are you allowed to put a sign? Let's say I have now this cheeseburger. Whoops. Now, instead of putting fins or putting on this kind of note, instead of fins or something like that, I'm putting on a sign. According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's afterwards. It's a problem. Why is this? What is the idea behind this? So in Source 11, regarding an article which is discussing margarine as opposed to butter, so this Rav Shimshon Frankel brings the Kilot Yaakov. I couldn't bring the Kilot Yaakov myself because I don't have it. I left it in Israel, and also in Or Chaim we don't have Kilot Yaakov on Zroim for some reason. So I had to quote from this book. So he says, why is it? Why is it that it has to be at the same time? So he brings a very, very basic chakira regarding the idea of marit ein. He says, "Rav Kivir Levan Rama, gam deefshar aneach shilim achar shekvar nerak kvar kisu ubiur ubiera kilot Yaakov. Danidon ha'im ishu marit ein chazal asur hadavar b'chefza ubiisur darabnan b'dalma v'imkei lo yahani aneach kaskasim achar kach b'dam dekvar chal isur tu lo paka." ומהייתם הנמי לא יהני להניחם אצלו, אלא בתוכו. או דילמה, לא גזרו אלא איסור גברה. ולכך שרי להניח אצלו אחר כך, וכל כמה דלי כמרית עין שרי. והוכח מהרמה די איסור גברה. It says there's a basic chakira, how do you look at marit ein? So all of us usually think, like the second, it's an isur gavra, meaning that The food itself did become usur. There's a concern that people will see you and look at you and say, "Hey, it looks like he's doing an avera." So if you put a sign, if you put the almonds afterwards, so now people will no longer suspect me. They won't think that I'm doing some kind of avera. So if that's the only chashash on the gavra, there's no problem. You can put it wherever you want, and you can put also a sign as well. There's no problem at all. But according to Rav Akiva Eiger, it could be that, and it makes a lot of sense also, that marit ein, it's a chefza. That the Torah, when the Torah said you're not allowed to have beef and cheese together, she not has to have beef and cheese together. And also what looks like beef and cheese together. And once you have something that looks like an issur, immediately it became an issur. So this became a chefza of an issur. This thing became something which is usur. And then, once it became an usur, don't help you to put on signs afterwards. It already is a chefza of an issur. Now, to be honest, it doesn't make a lot of sense, because why is that? But you see clearly, according to Kivegel, it's definitely the pshat, but also according to the Kreti Pleiti. Kreti Pleiti said that in order for the problem of Marit Ayin, it has to be the same thing by definition. Why? Why? If, let's say I have ketchup that looks exactly like blood. It looks like blood. Why can't I have it? Why can't I have the ketchup? It looks exactly like blood. You see that it's not enough what people see. It's not enough what people are concerned that you're doing. It has to have some kind of similarity in the chefza. It has to be the same thing in the chefza. I brought another machloket that actually proves that this is a big machloket also among the Rishonim. Another thing which is Marit Ayin is the law of Ben Pkua. Does anyone here know what Ben Pkua is? Ben Pkua is that if you shecht an animal, an animal was pregnant, and then you found inside there her baby or something like that, so it's pater from shechita. You don't have to shecht also the infant. But if you shechted, and then the infant came out and started walking. So, because of Marit Ayin, it looks like a separate behemah, not like a ben pkua. So in that case, you should shecht it because of Marit Ayin. Okay? Now, on Shechita, we have a bracha. Should you make a bracha on this thing?
No.
Says the Rashbo, כל שיצריכו חכמים להפריש או לשחוט מאיזה טעם שאמרו, מצווה של דבריהם היא. Once our sages say, this is a derabanan, this is a Marit Ayin, this looks like something, it became a mitzvah. And once it is a mitzvah, you say a bracha. Also mitzvah derabanan, you say a bracha. If you're tovel, your glass dishes, that's only derabanan, you still make a bracha. You make a bracha also on Hanukkah lighting. So also Marit Ayin, something that which looks like a mitzvah, you should make a bracha on it. The Rama says, oh, she didn't bring numbers to it. Please forgive me. I had a big mess here today. The Rama says, regarding the case of the two entrances of Hanukkah, so let's say you lit in one entrance, and then you remembered, oh, you forgot to light in the other entrance. I have to light there. Should make a bracha? Says the Rama, no. So I think you see that the Rama is the Shitasoi. According to the Rashba, once that the Chachamim say this is Marit Ayin, this looks like an Isra, this looks like a mitzvah, it became a chefza of a mitzvah, you have to make a bracha on it. But according to the Rama, no. You're concerned about other people? I don't care about other people. You can put a sign. You can put a sign for your milk and your almond milk and beef. And also here, you have to light a candle. But without a bracha, because it didn't become a chefza of a mitzvah. There's a very famous question in Hanukkah, if you're concerned that people might think that maybe, if you didn't light here, so maybe you didn't light there, so why is it they don't put on the other entrance a sign? One entrance, just turn the light, and they light candles, the other entrance, put on a sign. So why not? So, I have a very interesting answer. There's a chashad that's the same thing that you put here a sign, maybe also on the other end just put a sign. I don't know if that thing is real or is Purim Hanukkah Torah, but it's a cute idea. So anyway, so according to this chakira, we can say that Marit Ayin is not only a concern, a chashash, but rather it's also an isser chefza, that this thing became a chefza, an object of an isser. And the Torah prohibited isurim, and things that look like the isur. And that also makes a lot of sense, I think, also with the kreti or pleti. That's not enough that it looks like an avera, it also has to be physically similar. Okay? Okay. But I think halacha ma'aseh, we hold not like Kiviga, but like the Rama. And because of that, we could put on signs saying this is fake and this is all kosher. And that'll be enough, because it's a sign, and it's not different than the almonds in the almond milk. Okay. Now, last kula, regarding Marit Ayin, which will more or less eliminates a lot of cases of marit ayin. And this starts from the Ramah in source 12. Again, so sorry with the numbers here, in source 12, the last page. Another case of marit ayin, the Ramah says, asur litpor beged, kanbus, is some kind of garment that looks like pishtim. Tachat beged semer, b'makom nilo shchiach kanbus. Mishum marit ayin, as we all know, regarding shatnez, you're not allowed to have semer or pishtim together, wool and linen, right? You can't have wool and linen together. So the Ramah says you can't also have wool with kanbus, this some kind of garment.
It sounds like canvas.
Canvas?
It sounds like canvas.
And canvas, what is canvas?
It's cotton. It's heavy cotton.
It's a heavy cotton? Okay. Yeah,
it's coarse. Like they use it for tents and for...
Uh-huh. Okay, could be. So the Ramah says you're not allowed to have wool with linen, you can have wool also with canvas. Because it looks like you have here shatnez. However, the Shach says something very important. In our countries, it's very interesting because he lives in the same place where the Ramah lived, I think. The Ramah was from Poland. I think the Shach was from Poland. But he said, where I come from, there's no problem to have wool and canvas together. Because there's many of canvas. Everyone knows that they use canvas for clothes. So if someone will see it, they won't say, hey, this is wool and linen. No, they'll say, this is wool and canvas, because it's very, very normal to use the canvas. V'katan abach, v'kivan shematsui, nohagim eiter, af al pi shelo nimsa mi shemekiro, la'avin shubeged kanbus. Kim alameat. Since this thing is already known to many people, and this thing is very, very common to use canvas, so there's no problem of marit ayin. Because if I'll see him wearing this clothes, I'll understand. This is not shatnez. This is wool with canvas. From here, you learn something very, very important. That's something that people know about. There's no problem of marit ayin. And let's see in source 14 first, all kind of examples. Rabbi Asher Weiss says that everything that people know about, it'll be okay. Rabbi Asher Weiss says, regarding a question, can a person sit in a non-kosher restaurant, sit there with a client, and drink a Coke, drink a bottle of water. Yeah, you'll have kosher things. Or it's probably of marit ayin. People will see him. Hey, see Mr. So-and-so being in this restaurant. What happened to him? So he says, Kol shelefi ha-makom v'hazman u'metziut ha-chaim ein bo mishum marit ayin v'adam hagun min ha-yishuv yadunu lekav zchut shuv ein bo isur mishum marit ayin. Once something is normal and acceptable and people understand, and they will say, this is not an issur, this is probably something which is actually mutter. There's no problem of marit ayin. V'kach nahagu be'inyanim rabim. And that's a minhag in many, many matters. Ledugma, for example, giluach hazakan, ba'ofen hamutar, ein b'mishum marit ayin. Shaving. In previous years, when the shaving machine came, people were concerned. Maybe the problem of marit ayin. I'll think that he, this is a nice clean shave, he probably used a knife, he probably used a tar. No, because once it's already famous, everyone uses it, everyone knows about it, it becomes okay. Because why should I say, hey, he probably shaved himself with that? You have plenty of other options to do it in the way which is mutar. There's no problem marit ayin in that case. Why should we suspect that they're doing this, sir? We can do something clearly better. The same thing will be also regarding shadows. Because maybe people will say, hey, I see this married woman, and she's going with the shadow. Maybe she's actually not wearing she's not covering her hair. No, since it's famous and everyone knows it. There's no problem every time. Because why should you say that she's doing an iser if you have the option to do it in a way which is actually mutar? And also in our case regarding sitting in a restaurant. דמאחר ומסעדה זו מיועדת בעיקר לעובדים של החברות השוכנות בבית. This is for the companies who are here. ואין מקום אחר שנוכל לאכול בו. This is a restaurant around the office buildings. למה יחשדו בקשרים מישראל שהם נכנסים לאכול בשר tmutot. Eat something which is not kosher. Kasher mistama nichnasim leachol basar shchutot. Why should I say that? That is something which is not okay. Vechisham ki iter alavod isura. Vechen kach gabei bishot asakim. Umshum kach nire ikar delachar shabim noagim ken. Shuv embo mishum marit ayin. קודם כל נראה, זה ראוי להימנע ולהיכנס מסעדה שאם ההכשר ראוי, אבל of course, it'll be the best thing to avoid going inside a restaurant that doesn't have a hechsher, or here, maybe he's also saying something which some people might think it is kosher, doesn't have a proper hechsher, but when אני רואה שנכנס לבלות ותרח לסעודה, let's say there is something which in France, in Paris, so there is a street called the Rue de Rogier. Every single restaurant there is written kosher, 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 kosher. 99% of those restaurants are not kosher. If you ask a frum Jew who lives around, you ask him, what is kosher here? Only that restaurant. Everything else which is written kosher, it's not kosher. You should be aware of that. So if I'll sit down in that restaurant and order a Coke, that could be a problem. Because people might really think that this thing is kosher because they don't know exactly what, or maybe this hechsher is not really a good hechsher. Still, you have to. In that case, you should be machmir. But other than that, if something is actually sometimes it's better to sit in a non kosher restaurant than in a restaurant which is hechsher is kacha kacha, because then you're somehow showing this thing is okay. So with all these examples, once you have something which you could say that this is actually kosher, and you don't have any good reason to say this is a problem, so in that case, there's no problem of marit ayin. So the same thing will be regarding. So I assume today that people know about Beyond Meat, right? Beyond Meat. And they know about Pesach, that you have all these special cakes and the special bread, the special pizza. They know about it, so they'll see you eating it. They won't think that the problem of Marit Ayin. Rav Schechter, so he speaks a lot about the lab produced meat. Yeah. How is it called in English? Lab meat? Lab meat. The meat, masana turba, that you make the meat in the lab. So he says that he thinks this is not considered to be meat, according to halacha, and you're allowed to have it also with cheese. But since it's not common yet, there's a problem of varit ayin. He says one day, when it'll be more common, today it's very expensive. He said that if one piece of meat is $1,000, something like that. But what today, I don't know, it's not to beyond meat. It's something which is, I don't know, much better. They make it in a lab. They use all the ingredients, the things from it. And so he said that, but one day, when it'll be more common and cheaper, so it'll be okay. That's what he says. And we can have mamish cheese because it tastes the exact same thing. It's mamish meat, but it's only produced in the lab. A final example and story is a case which is brought in the Degres Moshe. I don't remember if the name of the person who's asking the question is here or not, but some nechs asked Moshe Feinstein a question. He said that I heard from people that you were driving your car, or someone drove you in your car after candlelighting, and it looks like that you, Moshe Feinstein, you're violating Shabbos. So he came out and said to him, there's a problem with Marit Ayin, that you're driving, that people are driving you in the car after candlelighting, so it looks like you're Mimichal Shabbos. So I just say, what a jerk. Moshe Feinstein, please. So Moshe Feinstein says to him, Nehneti Me'od, in the second line, in source 13, thank you so much, Hashem Ma'alat Kvodo, my distinguished person, nizdarez lekayem mitzvah tochacha, to do the mitzvah of rebuking, lefi da'ato, utsho'ot chen chen la, I really appreciate it. Ma'alat Kvodo, v'chas v'lechayel lekpido ze, I'm not mad at you, chas v'lechayel, on the contrary, you're trying to fix me, I appreciate it very much. V'im yirtze Hashem, thank you, b'li neder, lo esa od mishat adakad ne'orot bakar, af she'em v'ze shem mitzvah. So, I won't do it anymore, thanks to your words. However, I won't do it, although aim is a shemitz yisul. There's no problem at all to drive after a candlelighting. Af lo mishu marit ayin. Also, there's no problem of marit ayin. Ki yedai yedidi, because no, my dear friend. Asher isu marit ayin rak bedavar shenasa ze beropen bofen isur. V'uf says bofen amutar. The definition of marit ayin is that it's something that the majority does it in a way which is an action isur. And the minority do it in a way which is actually mutter. But here, אבל לעשות דבר היתר מפורסם, something that everyone knows that this is okay, everyone knows that this is okay, בשביל איזה אנשים, for some people that don't know the halacha, that don't know anything, שייתו לחשוב שהוא דבר איסור, לא אסור. And people who learn a bit of halacha know that you're allowed to do melacha after candlelighting. Ve'uvda zo, sheyedu al hakol, everyone knows, she'nashim mekablot Shabbat by the candlelight. The only woman accepts Shabbos with candlelighting. But men don't accept Shabbos with candlelighting because they have to go afterwards to daven mincha. Yeah. You can't have mincha after accepting Shabbos. So everyone knows it, that you're not Shabbosdik. Right? You're not really in Shabbos after the candlelighting. Ve'anashim mekablim Shabbat, and the men, they accept Shabbos, בתוספת קטן. כי זמן הדלקת נרות קבעו ב-20 דקות קודם השקיעה, ובקבוד, וכן הוא דבר מפורסם לכל. Everyone know it. אף לנשים, also the woman himself, that they accept Shabbos with the candlelighting, they also know that. שהאנשים עדיין מותרים במלאכה, they're allowed to do מלאכה, קרוב ל-י"ח מינוטן, close to 18 minutes. They're allowed to do מלאכה as close as to 2 minutes before Shkia. So you see from, so he says, you see from here, when people know about it, and there's no really true reason to think this is not Isser, so in that case, it'll be Mutter. So, let's just summarize what we've seen here today. So we've seen that there's a problem of Marisain, because a guy cannot drink blood in a cup unless you have some kind of sign, the scales of the fish. The same thing we saw also regarding beef and almond milk. There was a machlokus regarding Marisain, if it's only when it looks like a violation of Deoraita or also Derabanan. We said that Deoraita is also Bechadri Chadarim. Derabanan is only Mefaresia, according to the Pesachei Tshuva. We brought the case of Plessy that said that the Marisain is only when it's from the same product, something which by definition is the same product. So it has to be fish blood, or it has to be mother's milk, but not things that only just look like or even call the same way, like almond milk. That's the reason why you could have coffee after a flatshik meal, and also you can have this schnitzel parve with cheese. We also brought the machlokas, whether it is something chashash on the gavra or the chefsa, nafkamina would be, if a sign would be enough, Allah may say, a sign would be enough. And also the most important heter that we saw, that once people know about this, they can have this thing in a kosher way, so it really, and everyone knows about it, it becomes okay. So because of that, you're allowed to shave, you're allowed to put on shadels, you're allowed to eat inside non-kosher restaurants, in certain places, and also you're allowed to drive your car after candlelighting because everyone knows that it is okay to do it. So that's it for us for today. Shkoyach, everybody.